Can your family survive a food shortage lasting 2 weeks, 6 months, or maybe longer? Sound far-fetched? We live in precarious times. There is an ever-increasing possibility of food shortages caused by terrorist attacks, natural disasters, truck strikes, or monetary collapse. You owe it to yourself and family to prepare, and you can by getting a supply of our long-storing, freeze-dried, dehydrated foods. Our foods are time-tested to store for decades, require a minimum of time and energy to prepare while maintaining superior nutritional value, freshness, and taste. Our foods were designed for the space program and are in constant use today by our own nuclear submarine service. Contact the Freeze Dry Guy today at freezedryguy@landsat.com. That's freezedryguy@landsat.com or call 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333 and let them know you heard it on American Voice Radio.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, it was gorgeous here on the East Coast. It was just beautiful, like 65, warm, toasty, not too cold. It gets cold at night, though. We're moving into that, you know, Thanksgiving weather. And we got a great show. We're going to empower you. That's what we do. And we're going to be talking about what's coming ahead. Is it like kind of like Mission Impossible for us, or is there a way to deal with it as far as, you know, changes coming down the pike for your foods, your supplements, and your overall health, you know, with the political issues? So we're going to cover a little bit of that. And we're also going to be talking about hormones, especially for you guys out there, and also toxic medical treatments, how you can avoid getting toxins if you have to go in for a treatment. So we're going to talk about all that good stuff. And we do have a quack report, But before we get to all that, a big salute and semper fi to our military. We're always looking out for them, praying for them. God's hand of protection be on our men and women in uniform. Bring them on home safe and sound. And while you're hitting the knees, pray for America. America needs a righteous leader, one with standing with the Most High. You know, one that's, familiar with the Lord and in all his ways. And we know him by his fruits. So somebody who's going to stand up and bring this nation once again back under one nation, under God. That's because we in God we trust, right? So we need to do that. But America needs to cease from sin. So the same things we got to change, and he will hear the prayer and heal the land if we're sincere and we do our due diligence. So don't forget, pray for righteous leaders in this nation. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Thank you, Daffy. Oh, Toyota is shifting gears from, you know, the automaker. Now they're going to be making medical equipment, some high-tech healthcare stuff. Yeah, they just announced it today. They have some experimental robots in the works that are going to be able to take care of the elderly. Yeah, these are going to be, you know, what do you call them? They're not nurse's aides, but you know what I'm saying, orderlies maybe, I guess, you know, robot orderlies that are going to be able to lift patients, you know, change their sheets, I guess, in the bed, help them walk. They actually demonstrated an independent walk assistant device. They hope to launch next year into the marketplace because Japan is one of the most rapidly aging nations. In other words, they have an aging populace, so they're looking for ways to take care of their elderly. Anyway, this new device that they're going to come out with next year is called the Walk Assist, and they think it's going to be very helpful for people who are paralyzed by polio or stroke, helps them walk and ambulate. Toyota's machines are very confident they will help people recover more quickly from strokes and other ailments that have curtailed their movement. So Toyota bouncing back with some medical equipment. What else we got in the quack report? Hospitals raking in the cash, of course, doing unnecessary surgery on dying senior citizens. I'm not kidding. Doctors and hospitals in the U.S. have financial incentives to perform surgery on dying senior citizens because Medicare is guaranteed to pay for it. And most of the procedures fail to improve the patient's overall health anyway. Several colleges from the Harvard School of Public Health recently reported that 1.8 million Medicare beneficiaries ages 65 and older died in 2008, and over 34% were operated on during the last year of life, 25% in their last month of life, and 10% in the last week of life. And the study showed that the stress of surgery, the poor conditions in the hospitals, is actually adding to the mortality rate. And those post-surgery pneumonias and heart attacks, you know, kind of contribute too. The nation has 175. We have 175 lowest quality hospitals here in the U.S., and they actually rank the highest in cost institutions for this type of treatment. Medicare websites are reporting unnecessary and inappropriate surgery, and it describes it as an operation for a condition that could effectively have been treated with a medication or physical therapy. Hey, what about nutrition or vitamins or supplements? Couldn't have been treated with that? Well, of course, they wouldn't know anything about that. You know more than they do. Of course, one case where an elderly man, how about this one, had pancreatic cancer. So the doctors line him up for an endoscopy and a colonoscopy because they were desperately trying to find something they could fix. How's that for an excuse? Goodness. All right, moving along in the quack report. Hey, stay away from the white coats. That's my advice. How does the medical monopoly hide inconvenient vaccine truths? That's a Johnny Carson Carnac question, right? Well, anyway, lately much of the mainstream media has actually omitted, you know, the sin of omission, the independent truth about vaccines. the lack of vaccine reporting is worse than ever. But it started back in the beginning when vaccines were coming out onto the marketplace. We haven't had the whole truth. At present, intelligent people do not have their children vaccinated. And the result is not, as the Jennerians claimed, the extermination of the human race, right? Remember that, the warnings? Well, if you don't have your kids vaccinated, the human race will cease to exist. Well, you know what? More people have been killed by vaccinations than by the smallpox. Hello? Canadian medical scientist Andrew Malden, he's a PhD, he said his message is that even without the toxic additives that they put in the vaccines, they are still dangerous. Well, I agree with that. They intentionally create, according to him, an immune system overreaction, and the vaccines can result in mini strokes. Dr. Carley's mentioned that here on the show before. And these can occur in greater or lesser degrees and create brain damage, according to wherever the person is the genetically weakest. And also, vaccines over time, they have accumulated effect that that the damage from vaccines is, you know, apparent and unavoidable. But unless, of course, you know Dr. Carley or me, and we can help you reverse those toxic effects through natural means. And last but not least in the Quack Report, officials admit there's a link between nutrition and health. Whoa! Get out of here. But it's not for us civilians. It's for the military. The military has issued a $6 million contract to study nutrition to help the U.S. troops. Yet soldiers in our American military apparently not performing to their full potential, and it's prompted the federal government to award $6 million in a contract to the Pentagon Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to study how they can improve the quality of the nutrition value in the food they feed our men and women in service. Okay, they seek to increase resilience to injury and to maximize physical and mental effectiveness through nutrition, according to Navy Times. Well, vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients are vitally important for preventing disease and prompting good health, don't you think? So anyway, the government apparently has no interest in keeping the average American, that's you and me, healthy or in devoting any taxpayer money towards that research for the public's best interest. No, no, no. Just for the military. You'd have to sign up and wear the uniform if you want to get any of that benefit. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay. Oh, well, we're going to be talking about Mission Impossible. But before we get to that, I want to remind everybody, coming up Thursday here on American Voice Radio on Herb Talk Live, we're going to be talking with John Monroe. He's from Dr. Banker's Group out in Colorado. He travels the nation teaching seminars how you can naturally improve vision. So we're going to be talking about nearsightedness, farsightedness, macular degeneration, all those things that plague you on the vision level. So he's got natural ways to deal with those things. So he's going to be with us this coming Thursday, the 3rd of November. So do tune in for that. Now, if you missed that show, it'll be on the American Voice Archives and also on thepowerherbs.com, their archive area. But I'm also going to be talking with John on Saturday the 5th on GCN at 7 a.m. Eastern. So if you want to get up early for that one, he'll be with me then as well. Okay, if you want to know more about Dr. Banker's Group, you can go to the powerherbs.com website, and on the homepage under What's New, you will see John Monroe's link there, and you can click it, find out more. Yeah, see where their next seminar is going to be and all that good stuff. Okay, Mission Impossible. You know, if we just had some Tom Cruise little theme music going, but that's okay. These days, with so much change, that magical word President Obama uses. Yeah, with so much change going on, it sometimes seems impossible to make any headway with regards to progressing at work, improving personal finances, and becoming healthier. You know, just before going on the air, I was talking to my engineer, and it just seems there's not enough hours in the day anymore. You just can't get enough done. You just seem like you're kind of, you know, the bionic man in slow motion. You can't seem to get there, you know? Now, and doesn't it seem almost lately that with every little victory, no matter how small, there seems to be a setback that crops up? Have you noticed that? Little challenges. For instance, you may have made a decision to change your diet and eat more organic fruits and vegetables, only to see a price hike on produce, making it more of a challenge, or if not impossible, budget-wise, for you to stay on track with your new lifestyle. And you know what? Many people still rely on their supplements to get them by when diet falls short. So how long will it be before buying vitamins, minerals, amino acids becomes too expensive? Then what shall we do? What shall we do? Well, I'm going to read you this quote by John Ruskin. He's a British essayist and a reformer. He lived during the 18 and early 1900s. He said this, quote, "What we think or what we know or what we believe is in the end of little consequence. The only consequence is what we do." And this is true because, you know, the good book, the Bible, says we know a person by their fruits, what they do, you know. And, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. So it's their fruits. You know, they think the thoughts and then they carry out the action, so you know them by what they do. Okay, let's talk about what's coming down the pike. We've talked about a little bit of the FDA's proposals on your supplement area. I want to talk a little bit about the GMPs. You know what those are, the good manufacturing processes that dietary supplement manufacturers have to go by. And, you know, a lot should be careful what we wish for. If researching your products is too difficult, and you want government to handle that, then be careful what you wish for. Making decisions is more of a challenge now, as we must sift through more information to determine truth or lies. This is true. Dietary supplement industry, for the most part, has grown into a respected industry over the last 130 years. The vast majority of manufacturers make quality products to improve health. This is true. So, in the early 1880s, home remedies started to be mass-produced and sold as supplements. Regulations governing this market have grown with the industry. So, good manufacturing guidelines, the GMPs, were first being developed for the pharmaceutical industry around 1906. And by the 1930s, all drug companies had to comply with GMPs, and then the new research studies that were taking place. By the 1963, GMPs encompassed the food and dietary supplement markets. So today, the GMPs govern a process of making a product, but the FDA has pretty much struggled with the regulations regarding product claims. So leave it to a few bad apples in the barrel to ruin the market for the majority, because regulations, the regulatory bodies, pretty much tired of working off the honor system when it comes to supplements, and it claims, and those supplement claims on the supplement products themselves. So implementing the procedures to prove the product works is now proposed for all dietary supplements. So what about the sin of omission, though? What about the drugs working in detrimental ways to undermine health and is not mentioned by drug manufacturers? So ask how the regulations or the regulations governing the drug industry have made you safer or healthier. So do government regulations secure quality and peace of mind, or do we the people do that? Now there's a question. Okay, so let me read you another quote here by John Ruskin. He said this, "Quality is never an accident. It is always the result of intelligent effort." Well, you know, this is true. This is so true. And I can't help but think about, in this situation, about Shakespeare's tragedies. You know, Shakespeare wrote tragedies. So what would he have written about our current political chaos? What would he have said? Probably wouldn't have had to been a stretch for Shakespeare because, you know, corruption is a very familiar and old enemy. So how would he have handled the tragedy of millions dying, not from the Black Plague, but from government-regulated and endorsed prescription medicines? Well, there's a question. Would he have titled it The Comedy of Errors, Part 2? Well, there's nothing funny about people dying at the hands of their doctors or drug companies. More people die from prescription drugs than from car accidents, and it's become the fourth leading cause of death in America. Add insult to injury, the government, after approving the use of deadly drugs, has passed laws making it more difficult to sue these companies, and settlement caps have been enforced to protect them. And in comparison, Shakespeare would have been actually staring at a blank page, for there would be little, if anything, at all for Shakespeare to write about with regards to death by supplements. Yep, this is true. So Ruskin also said, of all the pulpits from which human voice is ever sent forth, there is none from which it reaches so far as from the grave. Well, this is true. So what's next in the supplement industry? Well, be careful what you wish for because, you know, as supplements get snagged into the category net called drug, the next victim could be our foods. If Brussels sprouts provide natural vitamin E and are good for you, there may soon be new regulations that require clinical studies on Brussels sprouts before they can be grown or sold. So I know that sounds crazy, but as the government attempts to quarantine your herbs from the market because they work better than prescription medicine, you can bet more controls are in the works. So the FDA has proposed broad regulations for your supplements, stating they want to hold these products to a higher standard, but without mentioning what the standards would be. So I call that a catch-22 for supplements. Because if you don't know what the expectations are, you can never reach them, and I guess that's the point. As supplement manufacturers strive to comply with the new dietary ingredient paperwork, they will be alarmed to learn that the FDA plans to approve less than one-third of the applications they initially received. And frankly, the FDA doesn't know how many supplements are currently on the market in the United States outside of those that are imported, which are closely tracked. So the new proposed regulations will attempt to pin down all U.S.-sold supplements. And at the onset, I think the government agencies will rely on voluntary submittal of the new dietary ingredient reports. But as government budgets allow, more employees will be hired to strictly enforce these new regulations. So I think that's what we're in for. But it's not a final act yet. Fat Lady hasn't sung. It isn't curtain's call for your supplements just yet. You do have a voice, so make sure your Congress and the FDA hears it. If you have until December 2nd of this year to file your opinion with the FDA. If you are not sure how to do that, you can contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they will send you the instructions to submit comments on the FDA's website. So a good old-fashioned letter or phone call to your congressman is also going to go a long way at protecting your free markets and your supplements. So this is not Mission Impossible, because do you remember a time without antibiotics, without superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Do you? Because we do. We do, and we're here to remind you that you are more powerful than you think. Because God gave you some powerful herbs, and he said this, herbs are here for the service of man, and you can tap into them, and you can free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and those overwhelming medical costs. So you want to take control and be independently healthy, and there's a way to do that. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the professional strength formulas that will stand in the gap to strengthen your system where you need some help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and a whole lot more. So call now to order or to request a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, check out their new vitamin vault where you can stock up on products with a long shelf life and save on case discounts. Brand new section on the website called Vitamin Vault. It's very cool. So you click on that, you'll get to a section, you click on the product, and you see the discount. So you can call, get a free product catalog, get started, 866-229-3663, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Kid you not. Kid you not. You'll also find that Pure Energy food source there, the body food mix that you guys have been calling about. That's there. That's your all-around vitamin mix. Covers a gamut of stuff there. It's one item. Throw it in juice. Water soluble. Boom. In the system. Doesn't need to be digested. It's there. Supplying your body with nutrition, vitamins, amino acids, protein, stuff, you know, your body's been starving for. So check that out. Very cost-effective and efficient. Also, they have the male and female organ cleansing kits, so you can get started with toxin removal from the system to take the burden off the filtering organs and just feel a whole lot better. Also, male and female hormone formulas, if you're interested in balancing hormones. And, of course, if you want to learn a whole lot more about herbs, 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have, how you can even make your own herbal products, you definitely want to download an e-book off the website called The Power Herbs Book. It's just $14.99, and it's 400 pages with an herb symptom reference guide. So this is a how-to source. If you're just now getting familiar, getting introduced to herbs, this is a great place to start because these 13 herbs won't get you into too much trouble, even if you're using over-the-counter stuff and prescriptions here and there. So you can get familiar with herbs, see how powerful you can be, and lots of herb secrets in there. I wrote that for you, The Power Herbs Book, and that's on the website, thepowerherbs.com. So check that out, and let us know what you think. Also, for those of you who are stocking up, seriously stocking up, there's a one-year supply of herbs, and you can even ask Apothecary Herbs how you can get that package customized to suit your family a little bit more. So you've got choices, you've got tools, you've got information, you've got a company with a money-back guarantee, and you've got product support from Apothecary Herbs. So if you have questions or concerns, in addition to all the information they send you, you still have somebody you can pick up the phone and talk to via phone or email, whichever is more convenient. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Okay, so coming up in the second part of this show, we are going to be talking about some toxic medical treatments. Oh, my goodness. And we're also going to be talking about hormones. And we don't know. If we get more time, we may include the topic on arthritis. We might have to hold that over till next time. And so we're going to get into some of the things that you can avoid if you're thinking about having some procedures done, some of the risks. Of course, you might not know of all the risks when you go in for surgery or drug therapies and things of that nature. So we're going to cover some of the topics on the second half. And I think we've got a bottom-of-the-hour break, and we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be right back with more.
Hurry up and away. So close, but so far.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here. We can help one another, though, and that's what it's all about, right? Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about toxins in medical treatments, hopefully save you from some of these things, because the vast majority of individuals don't realize the risks when they receive some modern medical treatments. Most of us can escape a lot of these risks with some proactive planning. You want to do healthy lifestyles, of course. You want to do regular exercise. You want to research your treatments ahead of time and do your semi-annual detoxifying, you know, your organ cleansing. That will go a long way. But by now, the realization is that certified AMA medical treatments outside of trauma, you know, like you're in a car accident, they really don't prevent illness. and disease, but they mostly just manage it, okay? But what constitutes risks? Well, aside from the obvious risks from your toxic drugs, your anesthesia, and your surgery, in your hospitals you are going to find that they are the most contaminated buildings on the planet. Powerful cleaning agents may disinfect and try to keep things sterile. However, they also offer potent fumes and toxic residues. Hospitals also employ routine pesticide applications because of their food preparation and service there at the hospital. And flowers and plants, they're beautiful and everything, but they also have mold spores, fertilizers, terpenes, which are chemicals from the plants. So numerous pathogens circulate with each infected patient, which is admitted, and infections acquire while you're staying at the hospital. They're known as non-scomoidal infections. And they are spread from patient to patient by your doctors, your nurses, your hospital staff workers, patient brings you your food tray, your physical therapist. So this has been really a long-term problem, which is reflective of germ resistance to your antibiotics, see. Well, let's talk about surgery, because not all of you know that most surgeries are really basically because you're most of them, not the trauma type, but most of them are from ignoring some early signs of illness. And by covering up those symptoms with medications. So surgeries for trauma or congenital defects are the exception, but statistically there are so many surgeries in many different specialties, including elective plastic surgery, that the numbers would take up too much time to mention. Now, suffice it to say, there are more than 35 million surgeries every year for just cancer alone. So that is more than the number of cars, SUVs, and trucks sold in the U.S. each year. So that's 17 million of those are sold. So when you undergo surgery, your body receives drugs and anesthetics, and it basically paralyzes or minimizes muscle movement. The post-op drugs offer additional exposure to toxins that tend to burden the liver. The average number of prescription drugs given after surgery is 9. You'll get painkillers, antibiotics, immune suppressants, diuretics, stool softeners, blood pressure drugs, and sleeping medicine. Now, surgery also usually requires x-rays, CT scans, MRI studies, which exposes you to radiation. And the result is radioactive substances, and those residues remain in the body. Now, in some cases, radioactive iodine may be part of the x-ray study for maybe the thyroid or a heart diagnostic. And radiation also is involved in cancer treatment using your radioactive cobalt and radium to shrink tumors. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you. Just listen to myself say that. I want to just go, ah, like Home Alone's, you know, little guy. Well, let's talk about drug therapy. So why are drugs so fast to work, and why are they so toxic? Well, prescription or street drugs produce a very rapid effect after it reaches the bloodstream and your organs. See, this is a toxin, and what it does is it rallies your body's defense mechanisms, your immune system, to throw off the toxin. And what it does is it throws off the toxin, all right, and it minimizes the symptoms of your condition while you're taking that drug, and it suppresses the symptoms until later when it reemerges and it's more deadly. So drugs alter the way that the body works, and this also denotes toxicity, and it outweighs the therapeutic effect. And most pharmacologists believe that the desired effect is attributed to one chemical or one plant compound, and the rest of the compounds are unimportant. So what they do is they separate those plant compounds, and they remove just the ones they want, and they leave the buffer alkaloids alone. They don't include that in their drug, or they make synthetic clones of these compounds. And they make and they isolate these chemicals, and it becomes more toxic than in their original state. They fractionalize the plant compounds. So if they take salicin from a plant like willow bark as an anti-inflammatory pain reliever. They fractionalize the compounds several times until it becomes acetylsalicylic acid, which is your aspirin. And that's why you get side effects from aspirin. So you want to think of the buffer alkaloids that's included in the nutrient with the strong chemicals as natural safeguards, which help regulate the action of the medicinal compounds in the body, but your prescription drugs don't have those, but your natural whole food supplements should have those. Also, realize that your drug has more than just one effect on the body, creating a secondary disease, also known as a side effect. So if it were not a disease, your physician would not prescribe another medication to address the side effect. And be aware that most drugs have very small margins of safety. Yeah, and if you read any of those, the real research, you'll see that drug companies do suppress the negative data on their drugs. Okay, let's talk about your secondary disease for just a second, the side effect. Within tight margins, drugs offer it is very easy to get those negative reactions. So drugs have a very small window of opportunity to do anything. And a majority of the most popular medications can produce the following symptoms: skin rash, anaphylactic shock, respiratory distress, yeast or bacteria overgrowth, dizziness, headaches, joint pain, pulmonary damage, kidney stones, seizures, neurological damage, vision problems, and organ damage. So 60 of the most common medications cause light sensitivity and offer a greater risk of you getting sunburn. So which medicines are these? Well, these drugs are going to be your diuretics, your antidepressants, your birth control pills, your antihistamines, your blood pressure and diabetic medicines, your sulfa drugs, antiseptic creams, and cancer drugs. So prescribed medications are frequently the fastest and easiest way to control a symptom temporarily, but do nothing to correct the cause of the condition. So using drug therapy to deal with an illness is like taking cocaine to deal with an emotional distress disorder. So eventually you will have to deal with the emotional distress, okay, and then detox your system of the cocaine addiction. In most cases, there is less toxic ways to deal with health issues. Let's talk about some countermeasures, because if you have experienced drug exposure, and most people have, there are natural therapies which can help the body recover. Using vitamin C and other antioxidants will assist the body to detox. You can use herbs also to boost your immune system, like your echinacea root, and herbs to help the liver regenerate and recover, like your milk thistle. This will magnify the detoxification process. And do not use immune-boosting herbs with your antibiotics or immune system suppressant drugs, because after the drug therapy is done, you can begin the system organ detox of the body. Okay, so you don't want to, you know, attempt to detox while you're still putting that poison in. So for this, you're going to use some organ cleansing that's going to be designed to pull those impurities, the toxins, out of the tissue and the blood system. So these cleanses, along with your immune-boosting action, can actually reverse suppressant effects from the drugs. So you want to look for herbs like your echinacea root, astragalus root, milk thistle, garlic. Don't use with anticoagulants, though, the garlic, because garlic is a natural blood thinner. You can use American and Siberian ginseng, your red clover, and there's a long list of herbs that are basically at your disposal to use. It is an amazing thing that when people discover that they can remove heavy metals, particulates, cancer cells, radioactive particles, and over 2,000 pharmaceutical residues with just some simple nutrition and herbs, they realize, hey, I'm more powerful than I thought. And it's not rocket science, folks. It's not. So herbs are here for the service of man. This is true. Everything under the sun has been preserved for you by God. And, of course, Satan wants to pervert that. Okay? And the medical establishment is no exception. So what better way to, you know, hurt mankind than to make man think that he is healing himself when he really isn't, through drugs? So the new health regulations coming down the pike from government are going to be a hurdle for you to learn to do more for yourself, but you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to be proactive. You're going to have to be your own physician, basically, because you can't pay government and doctors enough money to do that. You're going to have to do it yourself. You can't afford to be sick. Okay, in the future, you cannot. So you got to get strong now. If you're on lifelong drugs right now, if you're on drugs that, you know, kind of curtail a problem, whether it's blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, whatever, you have a crutch that's propping up your system right now. And what if you can't get those drugs any longer? What if they're not available? Or what if they're too expensive? Or what if the government just says you're not worthy of them? I mean, I worry about that stuff. I think about those things. Because you can't deny there's a lot of government control, more so than ever in the history of this country. And where are they going with this? Well, it certainly looks like they're going in a direction that, you know, says something to the effect of, you know, population control, really. So, I mean, there's other things in history have been worse. Think of some of the dictators we've experienced over the last, you know, 100 or so years. Okay, so you want to power up your system. You want to become strong and independent of these drugs, and there's a way to do that. If you'd like to learn more, you can contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They will send you some free information, and you can do your homework and decide for yourself. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. Of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. You can email off of there anything, any questions you have. So it's all about empowering you to be independent, self-sufficient. There's nothing more liberating than that. You know, it's just an amazing thing to not be dependent. Okay, we're going to move on to the next topic because we're almost out of time here. I mean, this hour just flies by. We're going to talk about male hormone conditions. How's that? I know I got the guys' attention. Girls, you better listen up, too. You know, experts are saying that hormone imbalance, 20th century illness, they're saying, especially for the men. They further say that our exposure to high levels of synthetic estrogen and our hormone-rich diet are part of the problem, that our endocrine system is off kilter. So men as young as in their 40s are experiencing hormone imbalance. More men and younger men are experiencing prostate problems. And we have 50% of the male population over the age of 50 with prostate disease. So the male hormones interact with each other and are the basis for healthy or unhealthy hormone balance in men. So in the male body, there is a relationship between the testes, the testosterone, the brain, the pituitary gland of the body. They all communicate. And the male endocrine system decreases the amount of hormones it makes after they hit the age of 55. So the testes deal with making testosterone, the pituitary gland deals with the human growth hormone, and the adrenal glands handle the steroid hormones. So by the age of 80, most male hormone levels decrease to a pre-puberty level. And andropause, which is the male version of menopause, there is a hormone imbalance with the lack of testosterone. So health experts have identified male hormone imbalance as a stealth epidemic. You know, you can reverse this problem and restore the hormone function. Let's find out how we can do that, okay? First, symptoms. Some of the symptoms of male hormone imbalance are just as devastating as menopause for women because men can experience bone loss because the testosterone, the estrogen hormone, which helps build bone, is decreasing. Erectile dysfunction occurs when there is an interference with the testosterone or there's low levels of testosterone for muscle contraction and for the brain receptors. Memory loss can also occur due to low testosterone and brain receptors are not getting adequate hormones. Mood swings affect the men and there is an imbalance when there's an imbalance in their hormones. They can be more aggressive. They can be apathetic. They can become depressed, irritable, and have the inability to cope when just one hormone gets out of balance. Breast enlargement can also result when you are at a greater risk. You're at a greater risk of this happening if you have a few extra pounds around the abdomen. So the fat enzymes convert to testosterone or estrogen to enlarge the breast, and men worry about the weight gain too. Not just women, but guys do too. So high levels of cortisol, the adrenal cortex and stress hormone, can create havoc on the blood sugar levels and promote sugar cravings. So prostate enlargement is also a part of the problem with hormonal imbalance, so there is an increased risk of stroke and osteoporosis in the mix as well. Goodness. Let's look at the risks real quick. High cortisol, the adrenal cortex hormone, these levels interfere with testosterone's ability to build bone and cause weak, brittle bones. So our exposure to petrochemicals causes higher levels of estrogen in the body, which adversely affects the endocrine system. So artificial estrogen will enter the body through diet and environment. For instance, grains such as your wheat, rice, lentils, and dairy products, the milk and eggs, and meats will deliver these types of hormones. Petrochemical products, which introduce synthetic estrogen, are prescription drugs, herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and other environmental pollutants. So these include also some household pet sprays or mosquito or repellent products and cockroach sprays. So be careful. Let's look at some foods that affect hormones. There are certain foods that contain nutrition to help the male body manufacture and increase hormone levels, and these foods are coconut oil. This helps to regulate fat to prevent the interference in hormone production. Broccoli, which contains indole, which is a photochemical, and it helps with estrogen and testosterone. Garlic, which helps regulate cortisol and testosterone. And meat, such as your beef and lamb, contains high zinc to help the body make hormones. Now, soy-rich foods will contain some diosinogen, which converts to a natural testosterone in the body. Now, our bodies can synthesize from natural testosterone the other natural steroids that it needs to help balance the endocrine system. This improves the communication between the endocrine organs and help men feel more in control, stable, and have a feeling of renewed vitality. Higher fiber diets also decrease the amount of circulating estrogens in the body. So you will also balance estrogen better by eating vegetables like your kale, collard greens, mustard greens, cabbage, and turnips. So men seem to do well when getting a natural plant source of calcium and by including sesame seeds and almonds into their lifestyle. Other foods that are recommended are going to be foods with natural iodine, like in your Celtic sea salt, your black walnut, beetroot, and also wheatgrass. These things are going to be essential for the guys. So what's your plan of attack? Well, the main problem is hormone system is out of balance, so you want to balance it. You need to balance the endocrine system. So how do you do that? How do you balance your hormone, your endocrine system? Well, you use herbs that are specifically made by God to refortify the starving system with nutrition, and it takes that nutrition from your herbs, and it makes the hormones that are right for you. So the nutrition will help, from the herbs will help the body to cleanse impurities that are hindering or bogging down the hormone manufacturing center in the system. Now, your strategy is actually to cleanse and nourish the body, and it's going to balance and heal itself. It's not rocket science. It's insanely simple, but it works every time. So you're going to need some ginkgo, maybe some oat-strong comfrey root, mullein herb, some Celtic sea salt, American ginseng or Siberian ginseng, sarsaparilla, saw palmetto, and carmenon. These are all great herbs for the male endocrine system. So if you didn't get that list, don't worry. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have the male cleansing package. They do have that body food mix with all that nutrition, and they do have the male hormone formula. that is going to help balance the endocrine system. And, of course, if you have an issue with the prostate, they do have a prostate kit with herbs that is excellent for cleansing that gland out and reestablishing it. So they have the Celtic sea salt as well. They got a whole slew of stuff, plus information and contact support if you have questions or concerns, and a money-back guarantee. So you're going to get a product that's top quality. You're going to get information on how to use it. You're going to get a phone number and an email address to contact somebody if you have questions. And if it doesn't work, which I doubt it won't work, you get your money back. There you go. And it's a whole lot less painful, less toxic, less risk, less money than if you went to an allopathic doctor. So check it out. Call for your free product catalog. You'll be so glad you did. The number's toll-free, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Write that number down like it's the ripcord to your parachute, because it's going to be, because this is where your healthcare options just became endless. 866-229-3663. You could visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, the three W's dot thepowerherbs.com, and you'll be informed, you'll be enlightened, you'll be educated, you'll be empowered. Oh, my goodness. It's like the world's best-kept secret, and there's a reason for that. There isn't there. You know where you are. You know the principalities of darkness rule this planet. You know it's their domain, so they're gonna throw a monkey wrench into anything. But you gotta stand up. You gotta have some standing. You gotta fight back, and do your due diligence. That's what you gotta do. You know, you take care of the things you need to take care of, and God's gonna take care of you. That's the way I look at it. Okay, well, I'm almost out of time, but don't forget, next Thursday, the 3rd of this month, coming up this week, I'm going to be talking with John Monroe from John Banker, Barber Bankers Group, I should say, out in Colorado. They do seminars on natural ways to improve vision problems. So we're going to be talking about nearsightedness, farsightedness, how to improve vision, macular degeneration. I mean, the list is pretty long. And he's going to be with us Thursday, the 3rd. So if you want to click on the link over to Dr. Banker's group. You can go to thepowerherbs.com homepage, and under What's New, there's a link there with John Monroe, so you can check it out and see what they're about, and come listen to the show. Now, if you missed the interview on Thursday, American Voice Radio and Apothecary Herbs on their website, thepowerherbs.com, will have archives of that interview. And also, I'll be talking with John Saturday, the 5th of November, on GCN at 7 a.m. in the morning. So that's an early interview for John, but we appreciate his dedication. He's about empowering you, too. So that's what we do here. It's all about that. I love it. I just love it. If you have a health topic you'd like me to cover, don't be shy. Let me know. Drop me a line off the powerherbs.com website, or give me a call Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, at Apothecary Herbs toll-free number, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Okay, well, I'm out of time, but you know what? Don't you go anywhere, because you know what's coming up next, don't you? It's Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover. He'll be joining you here right after this. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure a disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. That's if you dare. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.